Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of November. It's about 1:34 in the morning here in Pineville. And entitled this video, "We Have Victory Through Christ Alone." We have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, Facebook. So our only victory can be found in Christ alone. A lot of people right now are focused on the election and who's going to be victorious in getting back into office, whether Trump gets into office or Biden. But as it relates to this life and the life hereafter, our victory can be only found in Christ. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He raised him from the dead and was set him at the right hand, his own right hand, in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in clouds of heaven. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He must reign till he put all enemies under his feet. Well, I just read from John 18:36, Hebrews 10:12-13, Matthew 26:64. 1 Corinthians 15:25, 1 Corinthians 15:57, Ephesians 1:20-23, and 1 Timothy 6:15. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Proverbs 90:1. Your life is hid with Christ in God. He that toucheth you touches the apple of his eye. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Well, we have victory in Christ alone. He was victorious. He was without sin. He died for us when we were yet sinners. He died for us. And he's given us victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no other refuge, there's no other hope apart from Christ alone. We look to him only. When all the troubles are going on in this world, we realize that this is just a fleeting passage of time. And Solomon said, "Vanity, vanity, all is vanity," saith the preacher. But Christ was victorious. Christ has put all things under his feet. By Christ were all things created, by him and for him. There was nothing that was created that was not created by Jesus Christ. We have a hope, an anchor of the soul, both steadfast in the veil. He is our sunlight. Sunlight, sunlight in the world today. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with this plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan in his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. Glad that we have the sunlight of God's love that's been showered into our heart. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know that the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because He holds the world in the palm of His hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, "Have mercy on me," is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children, He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed and held in disdain. But Christ did say, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He did say, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." He did say, "Underneath me are His everlasting arms." And He did say, "I've loved you with an everlasting love." I'm thankful for the things that Christ did say. Well, I want to encourage everyone this morning to realize that we have peace and victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to end with this thought. Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only pray and only proclaim His sovereign grace. May the good Lord be with you this Monday morning is my prayer. God bless.